What I mean is, I can't move back to Boston.
Can't? You're being physically restrained.
I don't want to.
Ah, so, I'd have to move to New York. Is that it?
You don't have to make it sound like it's the end of the world. You always talked about moving to New York.
I'm just trying to clarify the situation.
You could do so well here, Paul. I'm doing just fine in Boston. All our friends are there. I've been made full editor. I like it there. But you said you wanted your own business one day. You can do it here.
There's a lot more film happening here than there is in Boston, and I'm meeting a lot of people who might be able to help. You sound like my brother.
Well, what's so wrong with getting a little help, for God's sakes? Suli helped me. I've helped some people here. It's not just a favor, you know. You do it because you think someone's good. And you are, babe. You should be doing just something more like what I know you're capable of doing. Why do you keep fighting it?
We should have a sex change before we think about getting back together.
Well, you're the one that always said if you're white, middle class, and American, you have to work 24 hours a day not to make it. So stop working so hard.
Okay, let's say I move to New York. That's condition number one, right? So let's say I accept that.
Don't do me any favors.
Well, for Christ's sake, that's what you're saying, isn't it? If I want you, I have to have New York.
It isn't a condition.
Everything is a condition, Susan. Everything.